Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we're sitting with author Paul Hulich. He is the author of Betrayal of Love and Freedom. It's fiction, but it, in fact, is based in reality, and it has to do very much with stress, as well as a number of other things, which, Paul, I will allow you to explain. First of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, sure. So tell me, what is the book about? Betrayal of Love and Freedom.
It's a romantic psychological thriller, and it's based on the true life story, my story, of being allowing stress to be left unchecked. I developed and suffered with bipolar disorder and experienced a total mental breakdown where I totally lost it, lost everything I valued. So it's got a range of characters who are challenged with various mind conditions. It's got a compelling love story at its core, and it's got a happy ending. But most of all, it gives the reader a sense of having hope and following their innermost feelings and working out what direction they're going in their lives.
You mentioned it's about losing everything you worked for, and there was a lot to lose there, wasn't there? I mean, from what I understand, you were a very wealthy man. You were a pioneer in the organic food industry in the 1980s, and you lost it all. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Well, due to stress, as I said, I experienced a full mental breakdown, and as a result, I was made a ward of the state. I was certified insane. They confiscated my credit cards. They froze my bank accounts, and I was branded for life because I was told that there's no cure for bipolar disorder. But I fought back due to my knowledge in understanding organic foods and studied all the neurochemicals that affect the chemical imbalance in the brain. So I studied everything about exercise, diet, and stress reduction techniques. And I cured myself of bipolar disorder and severe depression.
And you weave this part of your life in and out of your story, Betrayal of Love and Freedom, a psychological thriller. I'm curious as to how you integrated the two.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I wanted to entertain the reader by allowing them to actually relate to different characters with different mind conditions and different addictions and habits. So I decided that this novel should actually be based internationally, so it's set against a backdrop of four continents and it spans 50 years. And everyone can relate to it, no matter what age you are. And as I said, I really believe in it. It's a page-turner, and there's a lot of reviews on Amazon.
Tell me a little bit about your protagonist. Or is there more than one?
Well, I feel there's several, and I feel that a lot of people can relate to it. Of course, there's Rick Dalich, who's based on my real-life story, but there's other interesting characters. A lot of them a woman, and there's another man, Luke Powers, but I feel that there is a lot of heroes in the book.
What inspired you to put yourself out there the way you did?
Well, after everybody said that there's no cure for bipolar disorder, I was encouraged by a lot of people to write this novel, to give people hope. So I was encouraged by everyone to say you should write a novel and express what happened to you. I decided to do a blend of fiction and reality so that people could feel the pain, the horror, the triumph of overcoming addictions and obsessions in really interesting, true-to-life characters.
Tell me a little bit about the plot itself. Could we get a little more specific?
Well, the plot is an interesting plot because, as it says, the title is called Betrayal of Love and Freedom. It's about two men who have everything, who are fighting for their freedom in the extremes. One for the murder of someone who is deeply in love with someone and he's up for the murder of such a person. The other is Rick Dalich, who is based on my life, whereby he is faced by being confined to a chemical straitjacket for the rest of his life and has lost his freedom and feels unloved.
This is really a story, more than anything else, about the human spirit, isn't it?
Yes. It makes me emotional because I felt my spirit had been crushed. And as I say to everyone, you should never allow your spirit to be crushed. You should never allow it to be extinguished. You have to have hope. And as I said earlier, this book, Betrayal of Love and Freedom, allows the reader to pause for a moment and reflect as to where he or she is going and where they're headed.
Paul, were you able to write this before you overcame the various psychological problems you were dealing with and the bipolar disorder? Or did you have to get past those problems first before you could sit down and write about them?
Yes, it's very true. I was inspired to write it because I was so grateful to heal and cure myself of the most severe mind conditions where all hope had been evaporated.
Once again, the book is called Betrayal of Love and Freedom. It's fiction based in reality, and the reality is the life of the author, Paul Hulich. Paul, a lot of good luck with the book, and hope you have some great success.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.